The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Let's go to Adam in London. As you've heard him say many times, this is very, very controversial. The third runway for Heathrow. And you wonder whether this will ever go ahead because they're at one another's throats on both sides of the argument. Adam.
They are a bit, yeah. It took 40 years to make this decision and 24 hours to go downhill fast. But, it will no doubt take us a few more weeks or months, actually, to get our heads around it. But interesting that the Foreign Secretary, Boris Johnson, included a number of people have said it is undeliverable. One plan has emerged, and the thought is that instead of taking Europe's busiest motorway, the M25, and putting it into a very expensive tunnel, they can build a sort of ramp over the top of it for the third runway. I'm not entirely comfortable about the idea of a ramp for taking off and landing at Heathrow, but there we go. One MP's resigned, three cabinet ministers are in open revolt, the Mayor of London and the leader of two local councils are taking legal advice. Environmentalists say they're stepping up their campaigns, and the headlines have talked about air rage and Tory flightmare and stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely. That is the third runway controversial. Well, no different. It's quite funny. No matter where you go in the world, the problems generally the same. We've got the problems with, of course, a second airport here, and equally problems in saving for a home. Adam.
Yeah, absolutely. And these stats are, I hope my children aren't listening, actually.
Yeah, quite.
Or indeed anyone coming here
who
hasn't got a large wad of cash. But the assumption is that if you save 10% of your salary towards a deposit to buy a house or a flat in London, the average salary in London is about 34,000 quid. So click, click, where, if you do the math, you will need to save, on average, for 121 years just to get a decent deposit to buy a house or flat in London. In the cheapest borough, Barking in East London, you have to save for 31 years. In Chelsea, you'll have to save for 390 years. That's not to buy the place outright. That's just to get the deposit together.
So how much of the place? How much is
the lottery.
How much is a decent place in Chelsea in quids?
Yeah, what you really want is your grandmother to be in a really good place in Chelsea and to leave it to you.
But how much would it cost?
Well, I think the average place in Chelsea is over £1 million. That's the trouble. And that's not a swanky place.
Our knees have just gone weak. All right, Adam. There he is, Adam Gilchrist in London.